Okay, good morning everybody. So here we are in Parshat Lech Lecha. So, we know at the end of Parshat Lech Lecha. The end of Parshat Lech Lecha we have the mitzvah of Brit Milah. So that's the look today at one of the details of this mitzvah. Who is obliged exactly to perform this mitzvah? The Gemara says in the Kiddushin that there are three different parties on whom this mitzvah is chal. First of all, the Gemara says, one of the obligations of a father towards his child, amongst others, is to perform Brit Milah. So the father is obliged to perform Brit Milah on his son. Lo mulei milalom, says the Gemara in the top line. Where do we know that there is an obligation on a father to mal his son? We learn from Avraham Avinu vayomol Avraham et Yitzchok benoy. So we see Avraham performed Milah on his son. Equally so, it's incumbent upon every Jewish father to perform Milah on his son. The Hechav lo mali avu. If the father does not perform the Milah, can't for some reason, or he's not interested, or I don't know, whatever it might be, Hechav lo mali avu. If the father did not perform his obligation, so then the Chayvim Zeidino the Minhale. It rests upon the representatives of the community, the Beis Din, the Minhale, to perform the milah to see that this child has milah done. Dichtiv, as the prophet said, himul lochem kol zohar. Perform milah, himul is a lotion of performing on somebody else. So, who? Himul lochem kol zohar, perform milah on others, kol zohar. So, who is this referring to? It doesn't say specifically a father. So, this is the obligation which rests upon Am Yisrael generally, represented by the Beis Din, to perform milah if the father did not do so.
Men
didn't
follow the wife first?
No.
The mother first?
No. You can see
maybe
more about it.
So if the mother marries a non-Jewish father, then the Beis Din has to go and find that child.
Yeah, so they're sorry, in that situation, obviously the father's not going to be obliged to not Jewish, so the party is sorry. So yeah, the obligation goes directly to the next party, which is the Beis Din. And finally, in the third group, the Hecha the Loim Ma'ale Beidino, if the Beis Din also did not fulfill the obligation for whatever reason that might be, then Messiah Iu the Minhal Nashi. Then the person himself is obliged to perform Milah. Obviously, his obligation can only kick in when he becomes of age, when he becomes a gadol, because the Torah does not give mitzvahs basically to Ketanim. So, when he becomes a godly, if nobody by then has performed the mitzvah of Milah, the obligation rests on the person himself to perform the Milah to ensure that it is done. And we learn from a prophet to say, "Vahori the Zaka, Asher Yimelech the Sar or Lotte Benefit." Let's just begin first of all by focusing a little bit on the drasha before we come to something more halakhic. The first two categories: the obligation upon the father to be mal, and the obligation upon Beis Din to be mal is the father did not do so. So the obligation upon the father to perform milah, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, "Vayomol Avraham et Yitzchok benoy." Avraham performs milah on Yitzchok benoy, Yitzchok his son. Well, so obviously the deal is, why is it stressed he performed milah on Yitzchok his son? Could have said he performed milah on Yitzchok. We know it's his son. Why is it stressed his son? To show you that it's because it was his son that's why the obligation rested specifically upon him. So that pasuk is a pasuk in next week's parasha. By Yom Avraham Yitzchok Benoy Ben Shmoydat Yomim. Kasha Tziva Oifer Elikim. I put it here on the sheet. Parasha Vayera. Next week's parasha. The obligation which rests upon the Beis Din, the Gemara learns from a pasuk in this week's parasha. Himo Lachem Kol Zohar. I put it here also on the sheet. Parasha Lech Lecha. Zoi Kriti Asher Tishmur Ben Yibeinechem Ben Darat Ha'arefa. Himo Lachem Kol Zohar. Perform Milah on every Zohar. So there's an interesting question over here, that there's a Rashi in Shabbat, who in the context of that sugya discusses these halakhos, and he seems to have missed the box. when he quotes the drasha. Let's have a little look. Rashi in Shabbos, the fourth thing down on the sheet. Rashi says, the Ovin Mitzuveh Olav, a father is obliged to perform Mila on his child. And Rashi says, Nafkalon, we learn that out, may Himoil Lachem Kol Docha. From the pasuk, Himoil Lachem Kol Docha. So the Mefarsh asks, the Rashi seems to be quoting the wrong one. Well, again, if we look carefully back at the Gemara solution where all this stems from, the obligation of a father to be Mal, we learn from the pasuk, Vayomel Avraham et Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoinat Yomim, Tashis Tivoy Tzeh Kim. Vayomel Avraham et Yitzchak Benoy, that's a father to be Mal his child. The obligation for Beis Din to be Mal, we learn from the pasuk in this week's parasha, Himoil Lachem Kol Docha. So why then does Rashi quote the pasuk Himoil Lachem Kol Docha when he is discussing the obligation of his father to be Mal his child? He should have quoted Vayomel Avraham et Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoinat Yomim, Tashis Tivoy Tzeh Kim.
Yeah. Maybe
because
the time discussed
was
his son. The
statement,
his son.
So it's not a full riot in that possibility. Because maybe, I might think more about bringing it as the riot.
Maybe that's what it says,
his son. Okay.
It's not so much a notion of symbolism.
Let's be metallic what you're saying, Rabbanu. If we look at the puzzle, like, this is the answer the 13 suggests. Look at the puzzle even more closely. By Yom Avraham Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoinat Yomim. Avraham performed Mila Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoinat Yomim. Ka'asher Tziva Oisai Elohim. As Hashem has commanded. Okay, very nice. But where did Hashem command it? So he says, he performed Mila Yitzchak Benoy as Hashem has commanded. Now where has Hashem commanded him? So we obviously have to look somewhere back previously in the Torah and see where Hashem commanded him. Where did Hashem command him?
On himself.
On that, Rashi sends us to the Pesukim in Parashat Lech Lecha. That is why Rashi quotes the earlier Pesukim, not the Pesukim by Yom HaAvraham Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoinat Yomim. That just indicates that there, it indicates to us that there is an obligation on the father to mal his child. But where is the earlier source which is referring to Tashit Tzivoy Tzelekim? So for that, Rashi refers us back to this pasuk, Himoil Lachem Kol Docha. In this week's parasha, which although the Gemara says it's referring to Beis Din, included in that also is everybody as the father too. The later pasuk just is megale to us that, in fact, a specific primary obligation on the father, but the actual chiyuv is stated in the pasuk in this week's parasha. Okay, that's a good explanation about these drashas. Now I'd like to discuss a particular topic which is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch regarding these two angles of the mitzvah. The mitzvah upon the father, and the mitzvah which rests upon the child himself when he becomes a god. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses the following topic. Not openly discussed in the Pesukim anywhere. He says, I'd like to know, I'd like to understand. What is going to be the din if a father did not perform his obligation, for some reason or other, the child reaches the age of godless, and it comes the time for the, where now the heel rests upon the child to perform the mila himself, to see to it himself. Does the obligation on the father go away? So now, once the child has become a godless, it's not the father's obligation anymore, doesn't interest him. Or, maybe not. Perhaps that which there is nishadish, a mitzvah on the child when he becomes 13, does not detract from the mitzvah which rested upon the father all this time, and it continues to rest upon the father. The father should see to it that his child has mila, and in addition, now that the child is 13, he too should see to it. So again, two stop. Do we say that once the child becomes 13? The father's mitzvah has gone away. The Torah only obliged him in as much as the child isn't obliged to see to it himself. Once the child is obliged to see to it himself, then no more father. Or Zoma, or perhaps the other child, maybe the heel rests on the father always, even after the cotton reaches the age of godless. Just when he reaches the age of godless, in addition, the child is obliged. They're going to ask me, okay, it's a nice theoretical hakira. What actually is the sort of practical nafkiminus? I mean, either way, you know, the malachot. If the child is prepared, wants to go ahead and perform Brit Milah, so it's a very good world. And if he doesn't want to, it's probably not going to be all that practical for the father to go ahead and perform the field. So, you know, what's really the great nafkiminus? Right, so yeah, that would be one very simple alchemy. You know, is the father obliged to at least to try to, I don't know, whatever he could do, I'll call upon him. Kala Shepherd Koy Fayas, I don't know how much he could do, but he could try, he could persuade, he could encourage. Okay, that's
right.
Yeah, whatever it might be. There are also some more direct halakhic nafkiminus. One very, the Tzilch actually makes four nafkiminus for this hakira. Some of them are not so clear, but one very straightforward and clear nafkiminus, which is, I think, number three on the sheet here. Nafkiminus, we know there's a bracha which the father makes at Brit Milah. Normally we're aware of Brit Milah, so there's a bracha of a Sheikh Shalom is supposed to be Dwan Alamina, which I think the model normally makes. And then there's a brother, a Sheikh in the Shalom is supposed to be Sivonu, La Nisoi, the Brito, Shalavron of Israel, which the father makes. So that brother stems from the fact that there is an obligation upon the father to see to it that the child has Mila. And now, as a second, he is performing his obligation. Sheikh in the Shalom, La Nisoi, Brito, Shalavron of Israel. So there's a Mishnah. Now we have a very clear and straightforward nafkimina at the bris of a godel, a child who has already become a godel, if the father is present. Does the father make the bracha of that? He said the bris of Shalav Ravavim. Or does the child make it? Who makes the bracha of that? He said the bris of Shalav Ravavim. A very simple, straightforward nafkimina. If we say the obligation still rests upon the father, although there might be an obligation on the child too, I mean, I think understand that since the father came first and he had the original obligation, we're not going to take his bracha away from him. But if he doesn't have an obligation anymore, then the bracha goes to the child. Another nafkamina, he says, what will happen if we're going to be obliged to pay money to perform the milah? Because there's a moil available, then I'll only do it if he's paid. So let's say if the child doesn't have money, or whatever. Well, we knock on the door of the father and say, well, you know, it's your obligation. So at least if the child's not doing it, so you pay. The child's prepared to do it, but he's not going to pay. So should the father pay? Or maybe, once the child has reached the age of gadol, the father is no more obliged than anybody else in Israel. So maybe if the community has to pay, if the child's not going to pay himself, so that he'll throw back to the base, into the community. So maybe the father has to be reshuffled because one of the community, he doesn't have to pay any more than anybody else.
Should the child hold it? Probably
it
could be down in the hospital for a day.
Right, it could be more of a charge. Yeah, right, sure. Okay, and another enough committed, which maybe we'll send those two nafkiminus for the moment. So, the Minchas Chinuch builds the following picture where, with a number of rayos, he shows us that there is a machlokes rishonim between Tosfos and the Sefer Chinuch and Rambam regarding this matter. Whether or not the chiyuk leaves the father when the child reaches the age of 30. Now, to look to see this machlokes, we have to count a little bit in that Gemara in Kiddushin, which put down the various chiyuk. So, as was already mentioned before, the Gemara continues after having said these three levels of chiyuk on the father, on the basin, and on the child himself when he becomes a god. Then the Gemara continues and it asks, what about Ihi, her, the mother, towards the bottom of the sheet, starting from the bottom, Ihi menolom deloy matay. How do we know that the mother is not obliged in this case? Only the father, and not the father in the basin, the mother is not obliged, any more than anybody else in the community, at least. As we mentioned, well, by the Chassid, because the Pesach says, Kasha Tziva Oitzoi Elohim. As Hashem has commanded him, so the Gemara makes a drasha, Oitzoi, Veloi Oitzoi. Him and not her. So Abraham was obliged, Torah was not obliged. Kasha Tziva Oitzoi Elohim, him and not her. So from this Pesach, the Gemara understands that a mother is not obliged because Oitzoi, Veloi Oitzoi. Only the father, not the mother. Comes along the basis of the question. The Inkoma, Lovely Cross, this is, what is going on here? What's the discussion? There would have been a Havamina that the mother should be obliged. And there's a Teret that she's not obliged because it's the Pasuk. Oh, it's over, oh, it's not. Why do you need a Pasuk? How senseless. We know what's the general rule governing whether women are obliged in a particular mitzvah or not. Mitzvahs are feish as man genoma, not in puturim. A mitzvah that is time dependent, not in puturim. So says Pasuk. Typically, the mitzvah atzei shazman grow. This mitzvah atzei is time dependent. Shenimo vishmini leleidotik. Benoshim patoris. Obviously, she's not obliged to the person. Obviously, she's exempt. Why? Because it's a mitzvah atzei shazman grow. You only have to perform this mitzvah on the eighth day. So, time governs this mitzvah. When it comes the eighth day, you become obliged. Oh, very, very good. Oh, good point. Exactly.
Isn't it
better
to be
fair?
It's not Balayah.
Oh, that's the next stage of focus. After he asks about eight, and he answers that question, then he asks about Hayyim or Balayah. Yes. So focus answers the eight Loma. The seventh of focus says, not a kasha about the eighth day. Kim is the Minyoy Hashimini Vahola, a Nahetzer. Since from the 8th day and onwards the mitzvah continues, Laz Mangrova. That's not called Mangrova. It's a very practical mitzvah shah. Mangrova. It has a time. Within that time frame you can perform it, and that time finishes. It's a day, or sometimes a week, if it's a yacht, whatever. It has a time, a day, a night, a particular date. And after that time you can't perform it anymore. But this mitzvah says so too, it simply begins on the 8th day. But that's all. Once it begins, that's the mitzvah. And the mitzvah continues. Ein lo hetzer, says Pesach. The mitzvah continues, I suppose, forever. So says the Mishnah Chinuch. Let's pay close attention to what Pesach is saying. Pesach asks his kasha if it should have been a mitzvah fei shazman grama. And Pesach answers that the obligation on the mother theoretically would not have been a mitzvah fei shazman grama. Why? Because it begins on the eighth day and it does not end. So the Mishnah Chinuch, we can bring something from here about our question regarding the mitzvah on the parent. If you were to say that when the child reaches the age of 13, then the obligation leaves the father or the mother, if she would have a few, then it would be a mitzvah to say Shah's mother grow. What is Tosfos offering that it begins on the eighth day, but afterwards Ein Lo Hefzer? Well, it's true. It doesn't have a hefzik right away, but not on the ninth day, on the tenth day, he's still obliged to perform this kiyum in the first year, second year, two, three, four, five, but when the child reaches 13, then you're not obliged anymore. So it is a mitzvah of the Shazman Grama. What Tosfos is answering? Tosfos says, Ein lo hefzik. How am I? It appears from Tosfos that Tosfos understand that indeed the mitzvah on the parent lies on the parent and stays with the parent. The fact that the cotton becomes obliged does not affect the chiyuv of the parent.
Doesn't take away from
it. Doesn't take away yet. And the chiyuv remains. That is the opinion of it. However, as we mentioned, the Mishnah Chinuch attempts to prove that it is a machlokes rishonim. This is the opinion of the Mishnah. But others, the Mishnah Chinuch, and we're going to see in the Rambam, imply differently. Like we know, the Sefer Chinuch wants his style in every mitzvah, so he tells you a little bit what the mitzvah is, one of the reasons for the mitzvah, and then he summarizes sometimes some of the dinim of the mitzvah, or occasionally he simply tells you where in the Gemara you'll find this discussed more. So in this mitzvah of Milah over here, in this week's parasha, the Sefer Chinuch says, Dinim HaMitzvah, the dinim of this mitzvah, and he begins to summarize, he tells Probably you'll find this discussed more in the studio in Shabbos than anybody. And he writes the following sentence. Didei ha-mitzvot, al-mi mutelet milat ha-ketanim. On whom does the milah of ketanim rest? V'chein milat ha-avodim, etc., etc. Mubu'orim in Tishah, in the Gemara period, Yud Tes Mishabbos, wherever they are. But from the fact that the Seif HaKinot says, al-mi mutelet milat ha-ketanim, on whom does the milah of the ketanim rest? To whom the answer is, the father, the maid, etc., implies that only the milah of ketanim rests on the other parties, on the father, etc. But the milah of gedolim, not. That's one little bit which he has. Also the milk was not, it's not such a wow riot. Yeah. He brings also a second riot regarding the opinion of the Seif HaKinot. In that Gemara institution, which discusses the obligations of a father towards his child, there's a list of a number of obligations. One is lamur, to perform milah, another one is to perform pidyon haben. So in pidyon haben, we could have a similar doubt. That when the child is a cotton, the father performs the pidyon haben. When the child becomes a cotton, certainly if the father didn't yet perform it, the child can and should perform it. But does the chiyuv still rest on the father as well? Or does it need the father? Now over there, in the mitzvah of pidyon haben, the Seif HaKinot says, but if he has done it, it would appear to me, she'al'az chayiv lo'olam mitzvah yisbanot. The father is always obliged in the mitzvah of pidyon. Even after the child becomes a god, ha-mitzvah mutelet al ha'at. Then the mitzvah lies on the father. And where do I get that from, says the Seif HaKinot? Because Moshe Omar has something. If we look at the pasuk which obliges the father in pidyon haben, it says, b'chol b'chol adon b'chol nefo tishtet. Any b'chol of your children, tishtet. Doesn't give any indication that we're only referring to a cotton. In place of the mitzvah on the father, without any specification regarding the age of the child. So remember, says the same article, I think that this mitzvah of pidyon haben rests upon the father even after the child becomes of age. Well, that's by pidyon haben. So let's follow the same style of thinking of the Seif HaKinot when we come to Brit Milah. Let's have a look at the pasuk itself. That pasuk which obliges the father in the Milah of his child, what does it indicate to us? When it came to pidyon haben, the Seif HaKinot looks at the pasuk and says, "V'chol b'chor adam v'vadechot tifteh." Your children, your koyler, didn't give any specification, so they applied even to an older child. So let's have a look at the pasuk by Milah. Now, what is the pasuk by Milah? Vayomol Avrom et Yitzchok Benoi ben Shmoinat Yomim. Avrom Avinu was Mal Yitzchok ben Shmoinat Yomim when he was 8 years old. Eight days old. So we see clearly that the pasuk is applying to Ketanim. So you don't have any pasuk to oblige the father by a god, you only have a pasuk to oblige him by a cotton. So that same style of thinking which the Seif HaKinot applied in pidyon haben applied in Milah, and we'll see that the indication is, the positive result is to show us that the mitzvah only applies when the child is a cotton. One further riot which he brings is from the Rambam. And this is a much stronger rhyme. We know there is a din that when it comes to Korban Pesach, somebody who has in his household members of the household who need to perform milah, then the Baal HaBayis is no longer able to eat Korban Pesach. And if we look at the Rambam when he summarizes these din. Second thing on the sheet on the second side, he says, "Kishem shen milah atzmur ma'akav pe'melav bit pesach." The same way that if the gentleman himself has not yet performed milah, he's not allowed to partake of korban pesach. had milah banot. Similarly, if he had children who haven't performed the milah, then the father is forbidden to partake of korban pesach. Now, which children? Says the Rambam, milah banot haketanim. Specifically, milah banot haketanim. Milah of his children who are ketanim. The implication being that indeed, gedolim, the chiyuv does not rest upon the father. Why only ketanim? Because ketanim, their obligation rests upon the father. So maybe you can't partake of korban pesach until when?
If you're going to the family that got a 13.1-year-old child that didn't have a brit milah, that wouldn't
follow. That's what Rambam said. Only milah follow back then.
Even that in his father of household, isn't
it? Right. It's only because their obligation rests upon the head of the household to perform the milah, but otherwise not. So just to summarize, we come out with it being Makos to Rishonim, see the Rabbah and the Sefer HaKinuch, the Rambam and the Sefer HaKinuch, again places whether or not the obligation rests upon the father, as well as the child, or once the child becomes 13, the chiyuv rests only upon the child himself. Okay, we'll stop here.